waking up next to you, live from somewhere around Australia.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Ah, yes. Sorry.
I mean, it is the weekend breakfast.
But it's also Jimmy and Nate.
Oh, that's it, Australia Sunday coming at you. Look out. Welcome to the end of the week. Welcome to the show. We are Jimmy Nath. We are live with you every weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Jimmy.
Yeah, good to be here.
Well, you would have heard the little voice just beforehand, the little lady saying, how good are avocados? Yeah. We love avocados. How exciting is it today? What a fluke. Today, National Avocado Day, guys. National Avocado Day. Remember, Australian avocados are great value right now. Grab some from your shops today. Have a little Google. Best way to celebrate National Avocado Day, Jim. How do you think it is?
I mean, I'm going to guess eat avocados.
It's like you know this day back to front. It says.
No, of course sorry, we're looking for avocado face mask.
Ooh, survey says. No, it says enjoy an avocado, but also, if you can, enjoy an avocado recipe. So like a guacamole. That's all I've got.
Oh, you're like smashed avocado.
Bang. That's a good one. Producer Grace, you got one? Avocado recipes people can try?
Yep. Avocado with, no, brownies with avocado. You know when you put the avocado in the brownies?
Fade it down.
Yep. Thanks. That's good. Now you can try that.
Now you come in. Come in the studio or something. Because I went to a cafe yesterday for breakfast after the show.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And something that a lot of cafes do, I don't know if you guys are a fan of this. So I ordered, I just got scrambled eggs on the sourdough.
You love a simple breakfast, don't you?
Simple breakfast.
Simple breakfast.
I just love eggs and
eggs
avocado.
On toast, yeah.
With avocado.
Mm.
It's always extra. just quickly on the sourdough, if you're going to give sourdough, you also need to give some sort of like steak carving knife.
Absolutely.
It's too hard. It hurts my teeth.
You can't cut it with a butter knife, yeah. Guys.
Poor Grace's teethies. But what about, so I got avocado. It just comes out like as the avocado. Like they don't do anything with it. Like they just, it had skin and everything.
What?
Yeah.
That means they've done nothing.
In half. So they cut it in half.
They've halved it for you, have they? Good on them. Thanks, chef.
They give me a full avocado. But it's just, skin on, just cut in half. That was it.
Well, I guess you know that there's no wastage then. You're like, nobody's like under giving you avocado.
Under giving you.
Yeah, you got all the avocado.
I understand
there.
That, but isn't it the cafe's role to serve it properly?
Yeah,
like it's a bit lazy.
Arguably, but yeah.
It felt a little deconstructed.
Yeah. It's bordering on deconstructed, really, isn't it?
I had to use my fork and I had to get it out of the skin.
How far do we go?
I felt like I was in the kitchen, I'll be honest.
Well, that's
and then there was no salt or pepper, so then I had to crush it up. I just, what is it?
Smash
your own avocado.
Smash my avocado.
And you probably had to, and they saw you doing that, like, well, that's extra.
And so they gave me the world's tiniest plate. So I've got these, also two big bits of sourdough. Very stingy on the egg.
Yeah.
And now I'm trying to put it all together.
Actually, if we're going with disappointing breakfast, I went to brunch yesterday.
131060. Was your breakfast disappointing?
Disappointing breakfast, 131060. I'm happy with those. Yeah. Because I went and, often we get corn fritters. I love fritters.
Yeah, fritters
are great.
Fritters are a good option.
I got one fritter. Mm. It was fritter, not fritters.
Fritty.
On the menu, it said corn fritters.
Fritters? It's always stressful because I'm like, are they going to be the deep fried balls? Or are they going to be a pancake? So I like a pancake, don't
You're
like the balls.
So right.
And they don't say it on the menu.
They don't.
Yeah. They don't say it.
You like the balls, don't you?
They should
I don't
say,
like the balls. I like the pancake. Like the
You leave that you're not interested in the balls at all.
Are you giving the balls no attention?
You have the big breakfast and a sausage blows? And a hash brown?
What's the, that? That we went to that, we used to go to that cafe and had the pork sword.
Oh, the pork sword.
What are the pork sword and balls?
No, Grace won't touch the balls, just the pork sword.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
And Jim, how about this? Rubbish collectors in the Melbourne CBD, they've been striking, refusing to clean up messy streets over a pay dispute. Tell you what, you want to get that right. You know what I mean? No one rubbish in your street, guys.
Rubbish in the street. We don't like that.
Is that an actual
Come
song?
And pick it up. No, I'm singing Islands in the Street.
Yeah. But Islands in the Stream.
Stream, yeah.
Yeah. Islands in the Street.
My cover's rubbish in the street.
You were doing a cover of the cover.
Yeah.
Of course. About 100 staff at a contractor called Citywide, they've demanded a $50 a week pay increase. Tell you. The union said that they were prepared to keep striking until Citywide negotiates and rubbish will continue to pile up.
You don't want that. You don't want it. You got to pay your rubbish people.
Pay them. I tell you,
it's an important job.
It's a tough job too.
I saw a similar thing. It was in Tassie. Recycling bins not being emptied because people are not putting the right things in.
Well, that's fair enough. That's a lesson to you, isn't it? So, it says it on the top.
So the rubbish people are going, all right, I'm not going to pick it up. Yeah. Remember that time I put
the broom.
No, it was a mop handle.
The mop handle, that's right.
A mop handle. So it's just the handle.
Jimmy and I lived together for 6 years. We should preface this. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I put a mop handle in the recycling bin. I don't know. It looked recycly to me. And it doesn't.
I thought they could do something with it.
But it doesn't say on the bin no mop handles. It says about glasses and. Yeah. Anyway, then they left a note where they had sticky tape, paper, and pen. And there was a note on my bin that said, we didn't pick this up because this handle is not recycling, it's rubbish.
Yeah, so, yeah, they had time to...
You don't mess with the rubbish.
Write a note, put it in.
They're stickler.
So, I know. Well, see, the time that they took to, you know, write a note and stick it on the bin, they could have just...
I'll be honest, yes. Because the other bin was there and they could have...
They could have just gone...
Because I'm pretty sure I nailed everything else in there, the empty milk cartons, the newspaper.
Steve, get the sticky note!
But to be fair, if I was in a truck and I had bought
sticky tape,
because sticky tape on with a piece of paper.
Okay, they fall bit of paper. Yeah.
I'd want to use it.
Right. Leave it. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, even though it's probably easy to just pull the handle out, I'd be like, no, I'm running.
I wonder if they left the note with the claw. You know,
and how about this? Now I know.
Yeah, well, see,
and now I'm sharing that with Australia, aren't I?
Absolutely.
Now everyone knows you 100%. Can't put a mop handle in recycling.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's still in there. Hasn't been collected yet, but it's.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast. They are exclusive. They are limited edition.
Oh my God!
They are very exclusive.
Wait. I've already said that. Who wrote this?
Yeah, sorry. They wanted that one again for some odd reason. Don't know why.
It's Jimmy and Nate's Up Early Mick Mugs.
Hi, this is Mick. And these are Mick's Mugs.
Yeah, that's right, Australia. It's Mick's Mugs. Every time we start a new job, my old man, Big Mickey, he's made the team mugs, Jim. He designs them himself on Paintings and sends them off to his mug guy for a limited run. And we only give away one a week. These are hot, hot, hot property.
How about this? I'm never on Facebook anymore.
Okay.
But you've been
off Facey for a while, to be fair.
Well, I have my account, but the only reason I keep it is because it keeps me logged in. I need my personal account to go to the Jimmy and Nath account.
Mm.
But when I open Facebook, it goes to my personal one first, and then I click a little button and it switches to Jimmy and Nath. Because I just wanted to post something on Jimmy and Nath. So, Nath, I'm just about to post something on the Jimmy and Nath account. So I open Facebook. You're not going to believe it. Look at this.
Oh, what's happened?
Who is in front of me on my personal Facebook account?
It's the man, the myth, the legend behind the mugs. It's Big Mickey.
Mick.
He's
from
on
Mick's
there.
Mugs.
He went to a boat show yesterday. That's his best mate.
Can I read out the caption?
Yeah, of course you can. So just so you know, before you read out the caption, his best mate's name's Andrew, and they've had this running gag. Andrew is a day older than Dad, and they call each other old man.
Okay. This is from Mick from Mick's Mugs. Okay. Nice Dad. Maybe, should I do it? I'll do it as Mick.
Do it Dad's voice.
Well, maybe we don't catch up as much as we used to, old man, but what a better place to do it than the boat show. Congrats to you and the team at BIA on a great event.
Short, sharp, to the point. Much like the mugs, you know?
I love him.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Big Mickey.
So it's that kind of creativity that's gone into that post.
That
is what's
gear.
Channeled in to the Jimmy and Nath Mick mug. And if you want one, you've got to jump on the phones right now. What are the odds of that? 13, 10, 60. If you want one, these are very rare and you need to state your case, Australia, because we can only give these mugs to people who deserve them. Maybe you have no other mugs.
And there's not many left, I believe.
No, there isn't. In fact, I believe we only have a handful left. I went into the Mick Mug vault the other day. Of course, we bought a very expensive vault just to hold these Mick Mugs.
AKA the prize cupboard.
Prize vault. which I didn't have access
it's full
to.
It's full of avocados and Mick Mugs.
And Amazon Alexas. So I went in there yesterday. There are not many left. So this is definitely one of your last opportunities to get your hands on an exclusive limited edition Jimmy and Nath Mick Mug. You want one? This is your opportunity right now. 13-10-60.
We're getting muggy with it next.
Oh, we certainly are. And you could be getting muggy with your very own exclusive Mick Mug Australia. You got to call that number, 13 10 60. Give them one away next.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you could hear it all here. They are exclusive.
They are limited edition.
Oh my God!
They are very exclusive. Wait. I've already said that. Who wrote this?
Yeah, sorry. They wanted that one again for some odd reason. Don't know why.
It's Jimmy and Nate. Up early, Mick Mugs.
Hi, this is Mick, and these are Mick's Mugs.
Yeah, that's right, Australia. I know it. You know it. These are the hottest, most sought-after things on Australian radio. They're mugs. They're mugs made by my old man, Mickey. He designs them himself on paint. He sends them off to his mug guy. They're only a limited amount, and we give them to people who deserve them. And one of those people from Maitland could be Patricia. Welcome to the show, Patricia. How are you?
Hello. Hello, terrible two, or terrific two.
Missed all
hello.
Of that.
Missed hello, all. Sorry. Yeah, Patricia.
Patricia, what did I'm you say?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me,
boys? I've got you now.
Okay. How are you all?
We're good, mate. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just sitting here watching the moon rise in the sky here. I've got a beautiful view here in Maitland after all the floods.
Ah, oh, beautiful view. Love that.
Beautiful.
What did you say when we answered the phone to you, Patricia? Did you say, hello, terrible too?
Yes, I did. troublesome too.
We are troublesome.
We have to get larrikins. Troublesome too.
Lovable.
Yes, I know.
Lovable,
I can
troublesome.
What titles you get.
Yeah, you can call me whatever you want.
I'm earlier than you boys every day. I'm up earlier. I'm a 4 a.m. starter.
Oh, what do you do at 4 a.m, Patricia?
I clean displacements, boys. The ones you go and look at, the beautiful ones that you look at before you buy.
You clean, I missed it, the spaceship?
Display homes. My goodness.
Yeah.
You enjoy it? It's the phone line, Patricia. It's all right.
I think it is. Yeah. Yes, I do. I'm in an area where there's not much coverage.
Yeah, I can hear you, and then it's like you're throwing your phone down a well.
Drop out.
Yeah, and then you pick it back
I'm
up.
Sorry about that.
No, it's all your fault.
You don't have to say sorry, Patricia. Yeah. You're out
blame,
there.
Blame the phone people.
I don't want to drop out. I want this mug.
Okay, well, this is good. Let's bring it back to what we're doing, guys. Let's talk mug. Patricia. Why do you think you deserve a mug?
I want a unique mug. Now, I've even got a mug deferred to my unique gobble mug. Okay. You don't get it. Anyway, I want a unique cup because I don't want this one where you get happy birthday, mum, or Nana, or everyone else has got the same in their kitchen.
Patricia,
I
you got the mug. You got the mug, Patricia.
I want a mug.
You've got it. It is all yours. Well done, Patricia.
Thank you,
congratulations. I tell you, fantastic. Well done, Patricia.
Thank
you've
you.
Got that mug, all right?
Radio.
Good on you.
Have a good day.
You have a great day.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Nathan, I want to ask now on 131060, what are you watching at work? This is after a new survey from business.com reveals that 51% of employees here in Australia are watching something during work hours.
Are we talking TV or just watching something?
Something.
Okay.
So not just TV, could be...
like people watching?
Yeah. No, sorry. Like, well, when I think TV, I think old school TV. Like, I think 7, 9, and 10.
Yeah, right.
But this is Netflix.
Oh, just watching something on
a screen. On
a screen,
yes. Yeah. Home workers, so people who work from home, are at 53%.
Yeah, makes sense.
While on-site workers are 42% and admitted to watching something. Jenna Foley, founder and chief executive officer at Workspaces, told the Herald Sun, many workers that work from home became hooked on streaming services during the pandemic.
Became hooked on them.
She also said they did their own research and they found 37% of Netflix subscribers admit to watching shows while at work.
Yeah, okay.
Producer Grace, is that what you're doing outside when you're not answering phones?
No, I'm not, there? Weirdly. I'm watching you guys and listening to the show.
Watching Twitter.
No, I'm not.
No, I don't think that counts. It's got to be some sort of...
It's got to be
and that's, you know,
service.
Topical things. I'm like, oh, this is trending. Bring that to
the
show.
Only time we've ever caught Grace watching something during the show is when Eurovision was on.
Yes, that's you knew that I wasn't doing it sneakily. It was like, hey, guys, I'm watching Eurovision.
You were singing along. I know there's calls coming through, guys, but hey, Australia's about to perform.
No, it was before the show and I'd forgot my pass and I was outside the building.
Oh, that's right.
And Grace comes down, not even looking at me, headphones in. She just like gestures me in. I'm like, what are you doing?
Australia's performing. Yeah. Sheldon Riley was completing his dream. It
to
was
be
beautiful.
Fair,
Nate
I was
also,
watching
too.
I was also watching and I was like, he can wait. We've got to watch this.
Nate, you and I, we watch a lot of sport.
Lots of sport. Lots of sport. We get the KO up. We've got the beauty of this studio is there's like 12 screens all around us and we put the footy on all of them,
footy's
which
on,
is awesome.
Golf, usually.
Golf's good,
So yeah, I mean, at first when I read this, I was like, we don't do that as a team. And then I'm like, oh, no.
No, we're actually, I mean, we're hanging it on Grace, but we actually do it
you
more
do it
than
a
her.
A lot more than I do.
We
do
it a lot more than what Grace does.
I do it once a year, Eurovision, and that's it.
Yeah, we do it for every Thursday night.
So I'd love to know, like I said, 51% of employees here in Australia are watching something at work.
Okay.
It could be TikTok, that counts, some sort of video.
Yeah.
So give us a call, 131060. I want to know what people are watching.
Yeah, and if you know, I'm going to allow people to remain anonymous as well if they want, so they don't get in trouble for
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Even though we've just admitted that we do it.
Who cares? We'll be fired soon.
All right, 131060, Australia, jump on the phones right now. What are you watching at work? And I can't believe this, but we're going to reward you for it. With Hoyt's movie tickets.
What do you watch at work? Because we're going to send you to the movies.
You want one of those? 131060, a Hoyt's movie ticket up for grabs. You just got to let us know. What are you watching at work, Australia?
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Sunday morning, live across the country. You got the Jimmy and Nate Show. Remember, you can get the podcast, guys. You can catch up anytime on the Listener app, Listener Without an E. It's also on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Just search it. We'll be there.
Yeah. Usually, we put up some links as well on the socials at Jimmy Nath, if you need it even easier. I mean, Nath described it wonderfully.
Wonderfully.
Yeah.
Wonderfully.
Is wonderfully a word?
I don't know. Oh, but we know what you mean when you say it.
Nate's done good job saying it.
Thanks, bro.
Right now, I said 131060. What are you watching at work? This is after a new study from business.com revealed 51% of employees here in Australia are watching something during work hours.
Yeah.
So it could be...
we're all doing it.
Netflix, Disney Plus, Stan, Binge. There's too many.
Live sport.
Live sport. Nathan and I are big live sport guys. Could be TikTok. Could be just scrolling, watching video.
When I was at Freedom Furniture, I used to watch the security cameras all the time, just in case.
I don't think that counts.
Doesn't it count? Well, but it was funny. No, because I would... If I saw something happen, like
when
somebody
when I was a security guard, I watched the security... No, I think it's just your job.
But sometimes it's fun if someone stacks it or whatever. Mabel from Ainsbury. Hi, Mabel. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Mabel, what are you watching at work?
Anything that's murder, mystery, crime type doc.
Okay. Right. Can you tell us what you do for work, Mabel?
We do ID CDC, so COVID testing.
Okay. COVID so testing. A bit of downtime between tests.
Yeah, a little bit. Sometimes we get a bit quiet, so a lot of the nurses will jump on Netflix and have a look at some movies or like mainly crime drama, and then we talk about it.
I love it.
Like you got a group discussion afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mabel, are you watching it on your phone, or you got a screen there in the clinic? Or?
We've got screens at the clinic, so we use what work provides us.
I love it. Good on you, Mabel. Perfect. Thank you, James from the Northern Beaches. G'day, James.
Yeah, g'day, boys. How are you?
We're good, bro. What are you watching at work?
I watch Family Guy.
It seems today. What do you do for work, James?
I'm a teacher, and so during a free period, if I do it properly, I can normally get 3 episodes in during a free period.
That is so good.
Where do you watch it on your phone? Whereabouts? Where are you sitting?
Luckily I've got an office, so I can shut the door, pretend I'm in a Zoom meeting or something like that.
Yeah.
James, has anyone ever sprung you? Like the principal or someone walked in, or even one of the students?
I've always got my finger on the pause button just in case someone comes in and I can flick it over.
Just doing research.
What are you doing in there? Nothing?
Nothing. Shut up. Thank you, James. Cody from Huntingdale. G'day, Cody.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Cody. Wrap things up for us. What are you watching at work?
So every Sunday I chuck the footy on. So we've got 2 screens, so I pop it on one and then I work on the other. And then if the footy's not on, I chuck on some Love Island.
Can you tell us what you do for work, Cody?
I work at a gym, so membership.
Oh, yeah, you're just
so
chilling.
Much time.
Yes.
Got the footy on, Love Island.
Do you ever go, you said you had 2 screens, do you ever go footy on one screen, Love Island on the other?
Nah, I'm not that good at multitasking.
Yeah. Cody, has someone ever walked in while you're watching the footy and, like, someone's about to score or something, they're looking for a membership and you're like, shh, 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 this is about, something's
yeah,
about
I
to happen.
Yeah, I have before, actually, especially if it's my team.
Have you ever screamed?
I think I have. I was actually on a phone call once, and then I was like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Who's your team, Cody?
Collingwood.
Okay.
Well, they've been going
all right.
They've been going all right lately, the old Colling Wobbles.
They have.
Yeah.
10 wins in a row.
So how long have you been, how many years have you been doing this for, Cody?
4 years.
4 years. Right. So there would have been a trot where, you know, they weren't winning and you were just, you're
sitting
there.
Memberships went through the roof.
So you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you could hear it all here.
Oh, Australia, a very good morning to you. Welcome to your weekend. Welcome to the Jimmy Nath family. Of course, welcome to Sunday, guys. We're here 7 to 9, Saturday, Sunday. We're also back tomorrow, 9 p.m.
Yeah. We're on Monday to Thursday, 9 to 11. The Monday night show is a bit of the best of the weekend. So if you have, for every reason, you can't listen on the weekend, listen Monday nights. You'll get everything.
You can always catch up, can't you? Only the best bits. If there's no best bits, a lot of music.
More music, less tour. Jimmy and Nath show.
I think someone owns that.
Do they?
Yeah.
Does anyone own anything, though?
No, you're so right. Because if we say it, do we own it? You know what I mean?
I don't know how.
Fresh hits with Jimmy and Nath.
Triple M with Jimmy and Nath.
Maybe one day. We'd be great on the M's.
100%, mate. We just talk footy all day.
Footy.
All day, every day.
Footy with the boys.
Rugby league.
We'd take producer Grace with us and she...
Would you be interested?
What's your favourite thing about footy, Grace?
How happy it makes you both.
Oh, that's nice.
Jeez.
That's good. See, and this is why she's the executive producer of the show. Thanks.
Just love seeing my boys happy.
That's good. Anyway, you want to do your little...
yesterday on the show, well, every Saturday, we do shout-outs. And something that I hate is the fact that, you know, Western Australia is 3 hours, the time difference.
Yep.
We'd love to be live. We'd love to be there. We are behind the scenes trying to do as much as we can. So I said yesterday's show, give us a follow if you're from WA, and we'll share you out this morning.
Absolutely.
So let's, Nath, do some WA shout-outs.
I love this. Okay.
All right.
And also, we said only if you're from WA. So don't try and sneak in.
I'll be honest, a lot of people followed us when I said that around the same time frame. A lot of them private accounts, so I can't see anything, so I don't know. I've only gone for people I know from WA.
Right, okay, because this is a trust exercise as well.
Yeah. So let's first shout out a business, Olivia Hair Artistry.
Great.
30 Gibson Street, Perth, Western Australia.
Oh, yeah, that's good. It's an address. Yeah. We love that.
Mm-hmm. If you faked it, you've really just...
I'm willing to give you the shout out for that commitment.
Made a terrible business decision because I've shouted out your business. So it says, lived in colour, all things blonde, balayage.
Oh, I love a balayage.
Brunettes, home of beautiful hair. Book via the contact button or via the website below. Website's
there. A contact button, by the way, on Instagram. You just click on it, it takes you to the most plausible contact.
I think ours goes 13 1060.
Well, I mean, it works.
But it's, not, but it's not great, though, when we're not on.
No, it's not.
Someone clicked on it in the afternoons. Hello, Carrie and Tommy.
Getting in another show. Abby Chatfield, is Jimmy Nate there?
Let's give a shout out to A_street_cat_named_Bagheera.
Oh, there's a bit on it, yeah.
It's a cat. It's a Burmese street cat.
Street cat.
And said, after months of vet work and 8K... I made it to Perth.
I don't know what that means.
But Perth, notoriously...
WA.
WA.
Yeah, which is good. So although I think there might be one in Tasmania. So unless this cat is from Perth, Tassie.
Well, that's all the pro said. Give a shout out to _Olivia Coffey.
Mm-hmm.
C-O-F-F-E-Y. Coffey.
Coffey.
She's 23. She is in the Margaret River. Well, not in the
river. She's in the river.
She's not in the river.
No. Like on a boat? Or she's swimming?
She's doing some laps.
Good
this
on
morning.
You. Just keep swimming.
Just keep swimming.
Yeah.
Let's give a shout out to Rach's Pole Life.
Rach's Pole Life.
Right. Welcome to my pole page. And it's just a page of poles from Western Australia.
Oh, I love that. Pole dancing. That's a bit real thing for fitness. People
it
love
is.
That.
I'm very... You and I did pole dancing once.
Yeah, we sucked at it.
It's so hard.
It's so hard. Because everyone thinks it's not just upper body strength. It's core.
Oh,
it's legs.
Legs.
Impressive.
It's so tough.
And I'll tell you what's even more impressive. When the people who do it in the bloody big heels. Huge.
Yeah.
We were doing it in Vans. And budgie
smugglers. No, we were. We had our shoes off.
Did we?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, it should have been even easier then. Wasn't.
Hard to do. And finally, let's give a shout out to Josh Polly, P-O-L-Y-Y.
no relation to the other poll Instagram.
I was like, what are the poll instructions?
What were you talking about?
Yeah, this is Josh's poll account. Okay. He's also... No. He's a West Aussie. And then he has a photo of a wave.
Okay.
Oh, so these emojis.
Sure.
Wave emoji, coffee emoji, cocktail emoji, rainbow emoji.
Love that.
So
massive shout out to all our WA people.
I mean, yeah, I won't keep going, but we love Western Australia. It's a beautiful place. And we're gonna try and get over there soon.
Yeah, absolutely. And feel free to message us from WA as well. Get involved because we want you as involved in the show as everybody else.
If you ever want us to talk about something, do anything, yeah, always hit us up in the DMs at Jimmy and Nath. We'll make it happen.
Go over and do some pole dancing in WA. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
I'm not going to do it again. That was It was honestly way
cancel
too
that
tough.
Idea. What a dumb idea! It's on the wave.
I'm just being honest, mate.
I'll
do it. I don't want to lie to the good people at WA. We get over there and they go, "You pole dancing? No,
I'll do it. Nath will do it. You can." Sit there, have a coffee or whatever.
Catch up with Josh Polly. You get a coffee and a cocktail.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Thanks for being a part of it, guys. Sunday morning, and Jim, this is great news. Petrol stations around Australia, they're offering customers happy hour deals at certain times of the day to help ease the pressure of rising petty costs. Of course, they're going through the roof at the moment, well over $2, pretty much everywhere in the country.
Yeah, I saw in the news the other day, it was like, some petrol stations are $1.60.
Yeah.
Where
are those petty stations?
Maybe they were talking about the happy hour thing.
Potentially.
I had it on mute.
I never had the... I didn't really watch the news anymore.
You don't watch the TV. Who's watching free to air?
Tell you what you should do is get out. Get out and go for a walk, guys.
Oh, no, I'm just watching Netflix. And Disney Plus you and Stan and walk on Amazon and...
There needs to be a streaming service of streaming services.
Yeah.
An example of this happy hour is the Metro service station in Western Sydney's St. Mary's recently advised customers of a 10 cent per litre happy hour discount purchased between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m. So 9 p.m. and 5 a.m. I'm assuming is not the busiest time, which is perfect, and they're trying to get more traffic there by giving people a discount, which I think this is great. Some service stations even have signs up indicating happy hours and letting people know when they can come in.
Yeah, because at the moment, we all probably get our petrol at the same time on the way to work, on the way home.
Last minute for you and me, always. Yeah.
I'll be honest, I've been driving. It's the lights on.
Yeah.
I know. Did we do this last week?
Yeah, yeah. Are we petty pushers? Petty pushers.
Because the last 3 days, my light's been on. I drive past fuel stations. I see the price and I go,
mate, for 2 weeks, I've been driving only downhills. So I'm almost at rock bottom. Here's what I want to do, Jim. You and I, we love a good happy hour. Regardless of what it is, we love a good happy hour. And I know inflation is stinging everybody around Australia at the moment. So here's what I want to do. I want to help Aussies out and I want to highlight some happy hours around the country for different businesses, whatever it is. So 131060, Australians, jump on the phones right now. Do you have a happy hour? A happy hour for whatever your business is. It does not have to be petrol, doesn't have to be a bar, although it can be, because we want to highlight these happy hours. And then what we'll do is we'll point people towards you so they know they can come to you and they can save some money on whatever they're getting.
So, yeah, you want people to call who businesses who have a happy hour at the moment.
Yep.
But you're also looking for people who potentially want to add.
So this is the other thing as well. So if you've got a happy hour, 131060, jump on the phones right now. And it doesn't have to be today. It can be next week or whatever it is. Yeah. We'll highlight it. So 131060, those people. But also, if you're willing to create a happy hour, a special Jimmy and Nath happy hour right now, 131060. So if you've got a business and you're sitting there right now and you're like, you know what? What the hell? I'm going to put a little happy hour discount on for people today.
Yeah.
131060, we'll get that out to the country for you.
I tell you what I want, and I don't know if you've ever seen this. I haven't seen it, but I want a happy hour at coffee shops.
Oh, great. Awesome. Well, if there's coffee shops out there.
Notoriously, you say happy hour, you think a bar.
Of course you do.
Drinks between 5 to 6. 100%. But I mean, you know, I'm willing to get up a bit earlier and go get a coffee if it's a bit cheaper.
Absolutely.
You hate going to the coffee shop, it's just a big line. Absolutely. Everyone's getting coffee. So
100%.
Just throwing it out there.
And we know everyone's stinging a little bit at the moment with inflation, so this is the perfect way to help out each other. It's going to help out your business because we'll give your business some national love, draw people towards it, and then those people, they're saving money as well because you're going to put a little happy hour discount on it as well. So 131060, Australia, jump on the phones right now. If your business has a happy hour, whatever it is, we'll plug it. If you want to create a happy hour, we'll create it for you.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
But Jimmy, just ask the question, 131060, Australia, when's your happy hour? When's your happy hour? Because here's the thing, it can be for any business. We want to help out Australians at the moment because we know inflation's doing it a bit tough on everybody. Everyone's feeling the pinch. So we wanted the opportunity for businesses to call up. We'll help you, give you a plug, but also we'll direct people there. They can save some money.
It's
It's interesting though, because we were doing this because some petrol stations are doing it. You know, they're dropping prices for, you know, happy hour to get customers in. But you talk about like everyone's doing it tough, so drop your prices.
Drop your prices, help out other people. Yeah, but what about us? We haven't thought of that yet.
But if everyone drops their prices, doesn't everyone win?
You're so right. And more customers might come to you. So therefore, I don't know how it works. I'm not a commercial person.
Sorry. Nathan and I are business guys.
We're just trying to help people out, guys, you know, each and every day. Tara from Nelson Bay. Hello, Tara. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks very much.
Now, Tara, have you got a business with a happy hour that we can help plug?
I do.
Okay, talk us through it, Tara. What do you do?
I own Gold Milk, which was breastfeeding apparel.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to offer a $5 off code for the whole day.
Okay. So is this a special Jimmy and Nath happy hour?
It is.
Well, can you talk us through, Tara, about some of your products and where people can go to get them?
Sure. www.goldmilk.com.au, which is, it's milk with double I.
Yep. Okay.
It's all discreet zip clothing, so there's zips down the front of your top with invisible zips, so it's easy access for women to breastfeed in public and when out and about discreetly and confidently.
What a clever business idea. Well done. Okay, so
what's your code, Tara?
A Radio 5.
Radio 5. Okay, Radio 5.
No, any capitals in there, just lowercase?
Oh, let's do all capitals.
Okay, capitals. Let's do all capitals.
RADIO. And the number 5.
And the number 5.
Correct.
And you're going to get $5 off.
Yes.
Oh.
$5 or 5%?
Store wide, yep.
No, $5 or percent?
$5.
$5. Just confirming. Yeah, that's all right. $5. Okay, there you go. Gold Milk breastfeeding apparel.
I'll put a link up in our Instagram as well on the story.
See, this is good. Thank you, Tara. Naomi. Hi, Naomi.
Hi.
Hi. You got a business with a happy hour?
I do. I'm going to create one for you guys today while I'm driving.
I'm not driving now, by the way.
Sorry, not while you're driving. Let's pull over, do it safely.
Like
Naomi
all good
calls
happy
us back. Sorry, I've crashed.
No, definitely not. I've got a business. It's called the Clean Organic Hub, and we stock all Australian-owned and made everyday products for the whole family. They're all natural and non-toxic. And if you use the code MARKET, all capital letters, 20, you'll get 20% off. And I'm going to keep that ongoing for until the end of this month.
Wow.
And then, the website is www.thecleanorganichub.com.
Bang. There you go.
Again, we'll put this up in our Instagram story as well. Put a link up.
So this is good. So you've created a Jimmy and Nath happy hour.
I did. As I was driving home, from a big night out. Yep.
Mm-hmm. What? You just got home?
You just got home?
I'm not home yet. I'm on the side of the road. I'm on my way home.
Oh, now I felt good, but now I feel bad.
I feel even better. What a great story. What a great way to end your night out.
Ash from Maitland round things out. Hello, Ash.
Hi.
Ash, you've got a happy hour you want to plug to help out Australians.
I'm going
to
create one. You're going to, well.
I love this.
Three creations.
Yeah.
Look at us. This is huge. All right, what's your business, Ash?
So I run a balloon delivery business for Maitland and Newcastle area.
Okay.
And so I'm going to create 10% off Happy Monday. So if you order any balloons through our website on Monday, I will give you 10% off all Monday.
So what's the website, Ash?
So it's Glitz and Twist.
Glitz?
So Glitz, like glitter,
yep.
G-L-I-T-Z. The letter N for Nelly, Twist, T-W-I-T-S.
Glitz and Twist.
Glitz and Glitz Twist. And you do, big balloons, like for like parties, anniversaries.
Yeah, balloons and kids and entertainment. So,
kids entertainment, love that.
So we do face painting and balloon twisting.
And what's your code, Ash?
So I haven't made a code yet because I've had to just pull over on the side of the road.
Okay.
Another great one. Awesome.
I will make one and I'll put it as probably 10% off. I'll just make it as a code as 10% off. Capital letters.
Okay, 10, the percentage sign?
Yep, 10 percentage sign and then capital letters off.
OFF.
Okay. I'll be honest. I'm a bit upset no one's used the code Jimmy and Nath. You know what I mean? Because as soon as this finishes, everyone's going to forget.
The first one, radio. I was like, oh.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
Jim, just before we ask the question, 131060, if you want, you can create a special Jimmy and Nate happy hour. So whatever your business is to help out the people of Australia. We had three people call up, all of them create happy hours just by listening to the show, and we've got more.
People are following us on the socials at Jimmy and Nate, looking for those codes and links on Instagram. I'm just a bit patient, guys. It's Jimmy here. I'm editing the video.
Still doing a live show, guys.
Yeah. I'm doing the best.
What do you mean you can't do it in a two-minute song? Yeah. What do you mean? Pull your finger out. Now, look, we've got more people calling through, which is good because...
Oh, no.
So, if you want to step out... Say,
yeah, we'll just check it out in the social.
So we've got more people calling through to help out other Australians because we know everyone's feeling the sting of inflation at the moment. Nicole from the Wit Sundays. Welcome to the show, Nick. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good. Nicole, you're going to do a little happy hour for us.
We are. We thought we'd send all our southern friends a little sunny invite to Airlie Beach in the Wit Sundays.
Oh.
We're offering everyone, we've got a few tours. We've got sailing tours, we've got bus tours, we've got sunset cruises, all under the brand of Ocean Roads Wit Sundays. And we're offering all Jimmy and Nate listeners 10% off.
Oh. We finally got our names in the card, guys.
Well, we don't know yet. She just said Jimmy and Nate. Didn't say what the code was.
Okay, how does it work, Nick?
I did. The code is Jimmy and Nate 10.
Oh, yes!
Is that A-N-D, Jimmy and Nate?
Yes.
Okay, Jimmy and Nate 10. All right, where do people go to book this? Is there a website?
Our website's www.oceanroadswithsundays. So Ocean, Roads with an S, with Sundays with an S, .com.au.
Wow. Nicole,
click on there, have a look. So if anyone's travelling, so we're offering this discount till next Sunday, so you can log on, have a look. So if you're all coming up or anyone's thinking about coming up to Airlie Beach, have a look at that website, put the code in, you get 10% off.
Jimmy and Nath 10, how good. And how much do you get off if you are Jimmy and Nath and you put in that code?
I might offer you 11%.
There was a reason I was doing it.
That was the reason I was doing radio, to get 11% off tourism in the Wit Sundays.
Timmy from Melbourne. G'day, Tim.
How are you, boys?
We're good, mate. You got a happy hour you want to plug?
Yeah, mate. I was just driving to work, but I think the last call just pit me. I heard you were upset about the Jimmy and Code, Nate. Jimmy and Nate code.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd dob you my missus business. It's called Mineral Co. They do face masks, magnesium oil, and crystals and stuff. So yeah. Great gift for your missus. But we're going to do 10% off and Jimmy and Nate 10 off.
So the Jimmy and Nate 10.
10 off.
Yes!
And it's already up and running. I didn't tell her before I called her, but I messaged her when I was on the phone and she said, yep, we'll do it. So it's all done, boys.
Oh, so you set this up before asking the boss?
Yeah, so I just messaged her when I was on the phone and then she said, yep, no agents. She's already set the code up for you.
Amazing. So Jimmy and Nate 10, Timmy.
Yeah, it's literally, I'm just looking at it now. Jimmy and Nate 10 off.
10 off. Okay, Nate, what's the website, Timmy?
Mineral Co.
Mineral Co. Co. Mineral Co. Yeah. All right, Jimmy and Nate 10 off. And same question for you, Tim, if Jimmy and Nate actually go there?
We'll give you 50 off. How's that?
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Alexa makes everyday life easier. Ask Alexa to remind you to bring the bins out, to add items to your shopping list, or even flick the lights on or off. Find out more at amazon.com.au/Alexa.
Hey, 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 the dad joke Sundays are here to stay.
Yeah. It's time for Dad Joke Sundays. It's just a good way for us to finish the show with a little bit of a laugh because,
God, we need it, don't we?
Oh, hasn't been many laughs this week. But also a good way, I think, for the rest of Australia to kick off their Sunday mornings. I feel like a lot of people are getting up. Maybe you're a bit dusty from the night before.
Sure.
We heard earlier from one of our Jimmy and Nate discount codes that she was just getting home.
Just getting home from a big night out, absolutely.
I just feel like Sunday's got a bit of that, bloody Monday tomorrow.
Got to get through it. And also, 131060, if you've got a dad joke, jump on the phones. How good is this? Not only will you get to tell your joke to the country, but you're going to score yourself an Amazon Echo smart speaker as well. Every joke that gets on the show, you'll score one of these smart speakers, 131060.
Nath, I've got one joke for you.
Awesome.
And then we'll go to a song. Mm-hmm. We're at Pink. We've got some Pink coming up.
Probably got some Pink. You and your hand.
Me and my hand, mate. You know what we're up to.
You and your hand.
Oh, Nath, I've got one joke for you.
Great.
What's the difference? What's the difference between beer nuts and deer nuts?
What's the difference? Producer Grace is staring. Did you run this by her?
No, no.
Awesome.
I'm just...
And chat, you're supposed to be answering the phones, so don't...
Yeah, you don't want to hear the punchline. Trust me.
Answer the phones. What's the difference between beer nuts? And deer nuts.
And deer nuts.
What?
Well, beer nuts, they're around $2, and deer nuts, they're under $1.
That was good. Now we go to Alexa, heard that as well. We've got her in here. What does she think?
That's more than a low. That's a troll low, 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 low.
Always confused when she says that.
What's the difference between beer nuts and deer nuts?
Yeah.
Beer nuts are around $2 and deer nuts, well, they're under $1.
That's what we're looking for, guys. Dad jokes. 131060. If you've got one, you want to score yourself an Amazon Echo Smart Speaker, jump on the phone. That's how we finish the show. We'll do it next. It's Jimmy and Nate.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Hey, hey, hey. Dad jokes Sundays are here to stay.
Yeah, but just ask a question. 131060. If you've got if you've got a dad joke, give us a buzz. If you want to score yourself an Amazon Echo Smart Speaker, of course, stay organised just by asking Alexa, guys. Set reminders, create lists, add calendar events, and more. Find out more at amazon.com.au/Alexa. Gail from Dandenong. Hello, Gail. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good, Gail. You got a.
Got a joke for you.
Oh, that's amazing. Good. That's what we asked for.
Exactly. Right, spot on, hey?
Okay, absolutely. Go ahead, Gail.
Yeah, why don't cannibals eat clowns?
Why don't cannibals eat clowns? I don't know, Gail.
Because they taste funny.
That's good. Very good. Let's see what Alexa thinks, Gail.
Like an old good pair of pluggers, Gail. A classic.
Alexa, you spoke over Gail.
I know.
So, Gail,
and me too. Sorry, Gail.
Good on you. Thanks so much, guys.
Love you, Gail.
Love you, Gail. Good on you, Gail.
Love you too.
You know what?
Bye.
I'm not going to. Thank you.
I love Gail, actually.
I love Gail. And you know
can we go back to Gail?
Yeah, you can go back to Gail.
Gail, are you there?
Gail?
Yeah.
What are you up to today? You're just full of energy. I just love your vibe.
Oh, my God. We're actually doing maintenance around the house. So.
And you're that up and about.
You're that chirpy. Love that, Gail.
I'm trying to get in the mood.
You sound in the mood. You sound so positive. I'd come over to your house and help you out. You're just
good
fun.
On you. I need the help.
Well, I don't mean it.
It'll be there. Thanks, Gail. All right, Benny from Melbourne. G'day, Ben.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Oh, I got a good one for you.
Okay, this is good.
Why do you not see elephants hiding in trees?
Why do you not see elephants hiding in trees? I don't know. Why is that, Ben?
Because they're good at it.
Oh, wow. That is good.
Oh, Ben, that is very good. That is a dad joke.
That
oh
is
my God.
Phenomenal.
Ben, do you mind if I steal that joke? Is that all right?
Nah, go for it. You can have it.
Thank you, mate.
There you go.
I love that.
I'm telling that 3 times today.
Yeah.
Very good. Both getting Amazon Alexa smart speakers as well, Jim.
Look, no, time for the show ratings. We rate the show to 10. Give our reasons why. I'll be honest, early on I thought it was like a 5 or 6 out of 10.
Okay.
Yeah, I just thought it was one of those shows where, you know, it hadn't hit the lofty heights that Jimmy and Nathan used to.
Sure.
But then I really loved what you did there with the happy hour, and I just love all these businesses getting involved.
How good is it?
Creating discount codes, so I'm going to go 10 out of 10, mate.
Yeah, it's a 10 out of 10 for me. It's a Jimmy and Nathan 10, which is the code for a lot of these happy hours.
Adios, Australia!
That's it! But don't worry, you can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials at Jimmy and Nate and catch the show weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network and on the Listener app. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.